Many companies know they're wasting a lot of energy, but they can't afford to stop. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. The US EPA estimates that companies in Michigan waste up to a third of the energy they buy because of inefficient buildings and equipment. That means higher costs for a business, and it means more heat-trapping gases like carbon dioxide for the planet. But thanks to a new financing tool, there's a way for companies to save energy and save money. Tracy Samilton has more.
Today is helicopter day at Heller Machine Tools in Troy. A helicopter carefully lifts one of the nearly 30-year-old heating and cooling units from the roof of the factory, flies it to a nearby field, and sets it down. A few Heller employees and their kids sit on overturned work buckets and drink hot chocolate from styrofoam cups and watch the activity. By the end of the day, 34 of these outdated units will be replaced with new energy-efficient ones. A company called ABM is doing the work. Martin Wilkie says they're not just replacing heating and cooling.
Replacing old ballasted roof with a nice white TPO energy efficient roof, all new LED lighting throughout the entire facility, and window film and fenestration, which means getting rid of the leaks and cracks in the building.
Inside the factory, Heller president Keith Vandekaboom shows off all the improvements. He says the LED lighting is not just cheaper, the whole workplace is brighter.
And it has to be because our people are working out here, crawling around, assembling machines inside the enclosures, so we need really strong lighting.
Now, had Heller replaced just the lighting, it probably would have paid for itself within a few years. But Vandekaboom says
we wanted to do everything in one shot.
Except doing everything was nearly $1 million. Up front, something that Heller's board would not approve. It's a dilemma for lots of companies and other groups. They want to invest in energy efficiency, but they can't make a business case for it because the payback takes so long. Here's Andy Levin, CEO of Lean and Green Michigan.
There just are very few businesses and certainly nonprofits that can do anything where they're going to spend $200,000 or $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million and break even in 2025 or 2030 or something.
But there is a solution. Lean and Green Michigan runs Michigan's PACE program, which stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. It works like this. A company takes out a 15 or 20-year loan, but it's not paid back the traditional way. It's paid back through an assessment on the company's property taxes. That means it costs the company nothing or very little up front, but they get the benefits right away. And it can transfer from one owner to the next.
The property owner saves more in reduced energy costs than the payments on the PACE loan. Effectively, they finance the whole thing out of the energy savings.
Since counties collect property taxes, they have to join the PACE program for companies to be able to participate. 20 Michigan counties have already said, we're in. Levin says Michigan had one PACE project in 2015. There are nearly 50 in the pipeline today. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
Now, like me, after hearing this report, you might be wondering if homeowners can get a PACE loan to pay for expensive energy projects. For now, in Michigan, the answer is no. The PACE loan program has to have the cooperation of big lenders. And so far, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are skeptical of the program. But some states, like California and Florida, have established a successful PACE program for homeowners. So Michigan might see it sometime in the future. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Rush.